Welcome to Headphone News International Edition for Thursday, January 2, 2025.
Taiwan's call for respectful exchanges with China. Taiwan President Lai Ching-te recently held a news conference in Taipei, passionately urging for equal and respectful exchanges with China amid rising tensions. He expressed concerns about China's unwillingness to engage in dialogue, particularly regarding restrictions that limit tourism and educational opportunities. While Taiwanese citizens face travel hurdles to China, Lai highlighted that Chinese citizens can freely visit countries like the United States and Japan, raising questions about Beijing's true intentions toward Taiwan. Since taking office in May 2024, Lai has consistently pushed for open discussions, despite being labeled a separatist by the Chinese government. He firmly stated that only the people of Taiwan should decide their future. The relationship between Taiwan and China remains tense, especially after Taiwan advised its citizens to avoid unnecessary travel to China due to threats from Beijing. Chinese President Xi Jinping recently reiterated that no one can stop China's reunification with Taiwan, emphasizing China's military activities around the island. Lai called for democracies to unite against oppressive governments, specifically mentioning the cooperation between China and Russia in the Indo-Pacific region. His statements reflect Taiwan's ongoing struggle for recognition and autonomy in a complex global landscape. What does this mean for Taiwan's future?
Heating crisis in Transnistria. Transnistria is facing a bitter cold as it grapples with a serious heating crisis after Russia stopped its gas supplies. On January 1, 2025, the local energy company, Terastoplo Energo, announced an immediate cut to heating and hot water for households. This drastic action followed the expiration of a transit deal between Russia and Ukraine, leaving the region's 450,000 residents in a tough spot. With temperatures in Tiraspol dropping to 4 degrees Celsius, people are urged to bundle up and save heat. This situation highlights Transnistria's heavy dependence on Russian gas and the ongoing political conflicts in the region. In response, the local parliament has reached out to the Kremlin for a new gas agreement with Ukraine. Meanwhile, Moldova is working to reduce its energy use, aiming to meet more than a third of its needs through local production, including 10% from renewable sources. This crisis raises important questions about energy security and political stability for both Transnistria and Moldova.
Romania and Bulgaria joined the Schengen zone. On January 1, 2025, Romania and Bulgaria celebrated a major milestone by officially joining the Schengen zone, allowing passport-free travel across their borders. This historic moment ends land border controls between these two countries and the rest of the Schengen area, which now includes 25 of the 27 European Union member states. The Schengen zone is designed to improve free movement for residents and boost international trade. Festivities erupted at the Friendship Bridge near Ruse, Bulgaria, where fireworks lit up the night sky as the interior ministers of both nations raised a barrier as a symbol of unity. The journey to this achievement began in March 2024, when air and sea travel checks were lifted, although land border checks continued until December 2024. Austria, a key EU member, finally dropped its veto against Romania and Bulgaria's membership, influenced by ongoing discussions about migration and border security. With their inclusion in the Schengen zone, Romania and Bulgaria are set to unlock new economic opportunities and strengthen ties with other EU nations, marking a significant step toward greater integration in Europe.
Drone assault on Kyiv. A shocking drone assault on Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine, on January 1, 2025, resulted in one death and seven injuries, according to the Ukrainian Prosecutor General's office. The attack hit the central Pechersk district, damaging an apartment building with wreckage from intercepted drones. Mayor Vitaly Klitschko reported that 111 drones were launched at the city, with the Ukrainian Air Force catching 63 of them. However, 46 drones vanished from radar, and two flew towards Russia and Belarus, raising fears of escalating military conflict. The National Bank of Ukraine confirmed that debris from the downed drones ignited a fire on one of its buildings, which was quickly put out. This incident underscores the ongoing war between Ukraine and Russia, intensified since Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. Drone warfare poses serious risks to civilian safety, especially in urban areas like Kyiv. The international community is closely monitoring the situation, highlighting the urgent need for protective measures for civilians amid Ukraine's fight for sovereignty.
Tragic boat sinking in the Mediterranean. On January 1, 2025, a heartbreaking incident unfolded in the Mediterranean Sea when a boat carrying migrants sank while trying to reach Italy from Libya. The mayor of Lampedusa reported that 7 migrants were rescued, but at least 20 people are still missing. Among the survivors is an 8-year-old Syrian boy, who dreamed of reuniting with his father in Germany. His mother, who was with him, has not been seen since the boat capsized on December 31, 2024. The boat left Zawara, Libya, late on December 30. Survivors described the terrifying moment when the boat turned over in the early hours of the next day. The Mediterranean Sea is known as one of the most dangerous migration routes in the world, with nearly 24,500 migrants having disappeared or died since 2014. In 2024, Italy recorded about 66,000 migrant landings, a significant drop from previous years. Despite the Italian government's efforts to reduce departures, ongoing conflicts in Syria and Libya continue to push people to seek refuge in Europe. This tragedy highlights the urgent need for international attention and humanitarian aid to address the ongoing migrant crisis.
South Korea's political crisis unfolds. On January 1, 2025, senior aides to President Yoon Suk-yeol of South Korea offered to step down en masse after acting President Choi Sang-mok made a controversial decision about new judges for the Constitutional Court. This court plays a vital role in determining Yoon's fate amid ongoing impeachment proceedings. Despite their resignations, Choi emphasized the need to stabilize the economy and governance. The political turmoil intensified after Yoon's attempt to declare martial law on December 3, 2023, raising serious concerns about civil liberties. Following this, Han Duck-soo stepped in as acting president after Yoon was removed due to insurrection allegations. The Constitutional Court has 8 justices, and any decision on Yoon's impeachment requires at least 6 judges to agree. The ruling People Power Party criticized Choi's appointment of new judges, claiming it lacked proper discussion. This crisis has significant implications for South Korea's economy and public trust in leadership. What does this mean for the future of the country?
Ukraine halts Russian gas transit, raising energy concerns in Europe. On January 1, 2025, Ukraine decided to stop the flow of Russian natural gas through its territory, raising alarms across Europe about potential energy shortages. This decision comes after a gas transit agreement with Russia expired. Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico warned that this halt could have serious consequences for all European Union member states, while noting that Russia would remain unaffected. Slovakia relies heavily on Russian gas, importing around 3 billion cubic meters each year, which accounts for 2/3 of its energy needs. To address rising energy costs, the Slovak government has allocated about 235 million euros for assistance. Meanwhile, Moldova is implementing measures to cut electricity usage by at least 30% in response to the crisis. With the Turkstream pipeline now the only remaining route for Russian gas to Europe, experts warn that increased transport costs will likely drive gas prices higher, fueling inflation across the region. This situation underscores the urgent need for a coordinated strategy among EU member states to secure energy supplies and reduce reliance on Russian gas.
Putin's AI partnership with China. On January 1, 2025, President Vladimir Putin of Russia announced a new directive to boost collaboration with China in artificial intelligence. This initiative follows his recent plans for an AI alliance network, aimed at uniting BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and other interested countries. The urgency for this partnership arises from Western sanctions that have limited Russia's access to vital technologies, especially amid the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. Putin highlighted the importance of research and development in technology, which is crucial for national security and economic growth. The sanctions have made it difficult for Russia to acquire advanced microchips, essential for AI progress. Currently, Russia ranks 31st out of 83 countries in AI implementation, according to the Global AI Index by Tortoise Media. This collaboration with China is a strategic move for Russia to challenge Western technological dominance, leveraging shared resources to enhance military capabilities and economic adaptability. As nations seek stronger ties with non-Western partners, this cooperation could reshape the global landscape of technology and security.
Yoav Gallant resigns from Knesset amid political turmoil. Yoav Gallant, the former Israeli defense minister, has resigned from the Knesset, signaling a major shift in Israeli politics. His departure comes as tensions rise with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his far-right allies, particularly over the ongoing crisis with Hamas in Gaza. Gallant was dismissed in November 2023 after months of disagreements about military strategies, which sparked massive protests across the country. In March 2023, he urged a halt to a controversial plan that aimed to limit the powers of the Israeli Supreme Court, a call that ultimately led to his firing and increased public anger against Netanyahu's government. With Gallant's exit, uncertainty looms over Israel's political landscape. Both he and Netanyahu, along with the Hamas leader, now face arrest warrants from the International Criminal Court for alleged war crimes related to the Gaza conflict. As discussions about military actions and judicial independence continue, Gallant's resignation could reshape Israel's military strategies and impact public trust in the government. What does this mean for the future of Israeli politics?
Oil prices rise amid economic optimism. Oil prices have jumped as investors returned from the New Year holidays. Brent crude rose by 46 cents to $75.10 per barrel, while U.S. West Texas Intermediate gained 49 cents, reaching $72.21. This increase reflects a hopeful outlook on China's economy and fuel demand, especially after President Xi Jinping announced plans for proactive economic policies in 2025. In October 2024, U.S. oil demand soared to over 21 million barrels per day, signaling a strong recovery in the market. However, political tensions are rising, particularly with tariffs proposed by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, which could disrupt trade relations. Investors are closely watching upcoming economic data, including the China Caixin Purchasing Managers Index and the U.S. Institute for Supply Management Manufacturing Report, as these will likely influence future oil prices. Meanwhile, Russia has halted gas exports through Ukraine, but this is not expected to impact consumer prices in the European Union.
Cybersecurity breach at U.S. Treasury Department. The U.S. Treasury Department has revealed a serious cybersecurity breach involving its sanctions office, linked to hackers supported by the Chinese government. This alarming incident raises significant concerns about national security and international relations, as sensitive documents were stolen, potentially jeopardizing U.S. strategic interests. Cybersecurity threats from government-backed hackers are on the rise globally, with China often cited as a major source. The ongoing tensions between the U.S. and China over trade and technology add complexity to this situation. This breach could escalate relations further, possibly leading to more penalties against China. In response, the U.S. government may increase funding for cybersecurity and work more closely with private companies to protect sensitive information. This incident serves as a wake-up call, highlighting vulnerabilities in U.S. cybersecurity and the urgent need for strong protective measures against foreign threats.
South Korea's manufacturing sector faces political turmoil. South Korea's manufacturing sector is facing serious turmoil as political tensions rise. A recent report reveals that the Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, dropped to 49.0 in December 2024, indicating a troubling decline in manufacturing activity. This downturn is primarily due to concerns over U.S. trade policy and local political issues, especially after President Yoon's impeachment following a brief martial law declaration. The survey from S&P Global shows that output has shrunk for four consecutive months, with new orders also falling. Manufacturers are increasingly pessimistic, marking the lowest confidence level in over 4.5 years, excluding the COVID-19 pandemic. The South Korean economy, heavily reliant on trade, is expected to see export growth slow to 1.5% in 2025, down from 6.3% in 2024. Ongoing uncertainties about U.S. tariffs on major trading partners like Canada, Mexico, and China are compounding the challenges for South Korean manufacturers. It's crucial to monitor these economic indicators and political developments, as they significantly impact the overall economy. What does this mean for the future of South Korean exports?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.